number, but how much money was raised so far? There's more coming in.
$28,500 was rough number.
What's the record?
$29,800 last year.
So you talk about this group and this year's event. Just
these folks were just absolutely amazing. So thankful that they all said yes. Graydon, who won our campaign, actually turned me down for 2 years. And I finally told him, third time's a charm, you don't get to tell Biggie no 3 times in a row. So he agreed, and he said that his biggest fear was that he was going to be dead last and not do a good enough job compared to the rest of the candidates. So he was pretty motivated by the fear, I think. But all the others got so creative in how they went after the campaigns. And we're just so thankful. They each have different spheres of influence and such a blessing. And our community is just absolutely amazing. They're very philanthropic. People ask and they give. And they recognize the need that we have in this community. This is the biggest thing that they rely on every year. And that's why we incent on money versus food items. They do get some supplemental help from the Omaha Master Pantry. I forget what it's called. But he said money is absolutely the key because they have so many perishable items that they, you know, and they don't know what they're going to get with donations. So they have to have the money to fill in the gaps. Times are tough. People are hurting. And he said in their numbers, you know, they serviced 110 families the week before our campaign ended. And in 2016, they were servicing about 12 families a week. And so, you know, they're nervous, they're excited, but it is, it's a fear for them, you know, whether or not these, you know, the community will continue to rise. And when they got the figure, all he could say was, wow. They were just absolutely amazed. They were thankful. They were grateful. And he said that this is just going to be a huge, huge help to them.
Would your mom say what you and your family keeping this going?
Well, first off, you don't tell Biggie no. She will always say that everyone's a winner, whether they come in first or last. You know, but it's our community and the people that they're serving that are the true winners. You know, and I tell these candidates, you know, we ask 25 days of work from them, but the food pantry volunteers are working 52 weeks a year and they don't get paid, you know. So this is pretty easy to work for 25 days when they're working 52 weeks a year.
Jackie, thank you very much.